This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got problems? She's got answers. Kelly on K-Frog with today's DM dilemma.
Money and relationships always get tricky. Okay, this DM from Megan, not her real name. She says, I need some neutral advice. My boyfriend and I have been together for a couple of years. Last year, he was in a rough spot and he needed some money, so I let him a substantial loan. Thank you, Megan, for giving us details, because then she put in parentheses, $5,000. He's made payments, but still owes most of it. The last couple of months, I feel like we've lost our spark and I'm not emotionally there anymore. I'm worried if I break things off, he won't pay me back. It feels wrong to stay just so he'll pay me back, but I also don't want to walk away from that kind of money. Any advice? My advice would have been, you shouldn't have lent him the money, but too late for that now. And no, it seems like you guys have been together a while, so I get where you would have been like, hey, let me help you out. I'm hoping that because you guys have been together that long, that if you were to break things off, that as adults, you could say, hey, look, I know it doesn't work between us romantically, but you still owe me money. But that might be wishful thinking, because if it's already in the back of your mind that he's going to be like, well, guess I don't have to pay my loan back, there might have been something to lead you to think that way. But girl, if you're not into it, and if you're thinking this relationship is done, you want nothing to do with it, your happiness is probably worth more than trying to fight to get the money. I would break up with him and hope for the best. That would be my advice. I don't know. I.e., let's help her out. What is the best thing for Megan to do in this situation? You can call or text 888-431-3764. Looks like Megan's relationship wasn't meant to be. That is today's DM dilemma. Megan, not her real name, sent us a message saying that she had lent her boyfriend $5,000. He's started to pay her back, but still owes most of it. And she's not emotionally in the relationship anymore. She wants to break up with him, but she's scared if she does, she's not going to get paid back. 951 sadly texted in and says, I've been in the same situation, except it was about $3,000. The money is gone. You just have to let it go. And that's where I'm kind of leaning. If you're not happy in the relationship, then, you know, cut your ties. Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow that you're going to lose that much money, but how much is your happiness worth? And sticking around with him just so he can pay you back, and who knows how long that's going to take? It might not be worth it in the long run. 909 says, if he was man enough to take the money from you, he should be man enough to pay you back. If you're going to break up with him, maybe have some documents with you and have him sign so you can put him on a payment plan. Wow, insult to injury. I'm not only going to break your heart, I also want to break your bank, because you're going to have to pay me back now. What is your advice for Megan? What does she do? Should she break up and walk away from the money? Does she stay for the money? What would you do? 888-431-3764. It's the DM Dilemma on K-Frog. It never fails when we do a DM dilemma. Someone sends a message. If you can't handle your problems, you got to put them on the radio. You have bigger problems. No, this is why we do the DM dilemma. The Inland Empire is smart. Okay, so Megan, not her real name, sent me a DM saying that she lent her boyfriend about $5,000 and now she's not feeling emotionally there in the relationship, but she's worried if she walks away, he won't pay her back. 951 simply asked, does he have a big TV, computer, gaming system? Collateral. That's why you ask the Inland Empire. They're smart. Vito and Menifee, what's your advice for the DM dilemma?
This is why God invented small claims court. I would recommend that she break the relationship if necessary. And if necessary to get her funds back, take them to small claims court. That's why it's there.
Dang, Vito, you are Italian. That's cutthroat.
Yeah. You know what I mean. Hey.
I mean, there's another Italian way to take care of it, too, but that's going to get you in way too much trouble, Megan. Melissa has some advice for you. She says you should have got the agreement in writing always before any situation that deals with money, no matter who it is, make sure you get it in writing. And the Inland Empire seems to be full of a bunch of lawyers. 909 says, I would also just walk away because I never loan money that I can't afford to lose. If you have to get it back, I would have him sign a loan agreement as collateral. Megan, I would think I would just chalk this up as a lesson learned. Move on in your life. Your happiness is worth much more than that. Go on, have a night out with your girlfriends. Maybe Jake Owen. He's going to be part of Boots and Brews Music Festival. I'm going to have your chance to win tickets again tomorrow morning at 6:10. Here he is now. It's Barefoot Blue Jean Night.